Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let me say hello and a happy Friday to Ephraim Salam, the former.
What up?
The former offensive lineman played 45 years in the NFL. Not that many, but he played a lot. And what was it, 14?
Bunch. Played 13, man. I 13. Played 13. Yeah.
So a baker's dozen. They gave you an extra year, even though you played 12.
That's all right, man. But once you get over 10, it is what it is, man.
Is that what you need to get fully vested?
Nah, you need three. You need 2 years and three games, which is essentially three games. I mean, three full years being on the active roster.
And in baseball, to get fully guaranteed, you need 10 years. Obviously, different game. But Ephraim Salam.
Yeah, but I tell you this. For baseball, all you got to do is play one game in the majors and you get health care for life.
Now, you know what? You already know, as a baseball guy and writer who's covered baseball since 1986, that's one of the great things about their union, Ephraim. And you know that. Like that. That qualify for their pension and health care. Like you
How
don't
about
have
that?
To. I mean, that is what it should be. And they fought for it. Because did you see that video, Ephraim, real quick? There's a video going out. Some guy was, you know, complaining about the health care situation. And, of course, you know, and it's all related to Damar Hamlin and, you know, his unfortunate situation and how, you know, the coverage just isn't good. And it is good news. I don't want to start with it, but it is good news that he FaceTimed with his team and he's talking again. This is a blessing, man. It's a miracle because it looked bleak, Ephraim. It really did.
Yeah, it did. And the reality of the situation is Damar is going to be dealing with this for the rest of his life.
Right.
Right? Oh, he can recover and it'll be great. God willing, I hope that is the case. They said when he woke up, the first thing he wanted to know if they won the game.
Which was very interesting because, you know, you don't even know if he would remember he's a football player. But do you know what I mean?
Right, like, right. But like that's the mentality of an athlete.
Right.
Especially when you get to that level, the only thing he wanted to know is did we win the game? What's our seeding going into the playoffs? And I was telling my some of my family the other day that if the doctors came into the room today and told him, hey, you're healthy, you're cleared, he'd try to play Sunday.
Yeah, but you'd have to keep them out.
You know what I mean?
But I know what you mean.
But that's our mentality. So moving forward, you know, players will always want to play. And he'll be dealing with this for the rest of his life. And the way the current NFL insurance is set up is after 5 years after a player retires, their insurance expires.
It's awful. It's just awful. And Ephraim, because you don't play that long in the league, you're young when you retire. Do you know what
yes.
I mean? And you really don't need, and I'm not saying, you know, you could have issues, but normally when you're younger, you don't really need health care.
You
it's
know
when
that.
You get older.
You're 1,000, so once you
know
got to 950.
I'm in the health care, man. Right, I'm all right. into it. I need my health care.
So when I was I remember I was, I want to say around going almost 40.
Right.
And then I get a letter, an email saying, hey, just a heads up.
Your health care is over.
Such and such date. The health care coverage for you and your family, my wife and two children, are over. Prepare accordingly. And I've been in the league since I was 21 years old. I didn't even know how to get health coverage.
And when they send you that Cobra bill on what it's going to be, you go, for people who don't know, when you get that Cobra, you're like, are you kidding
me? It's like $5,800 a month.
It's crazy. All right, A. Ephraim, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew and get into the show. Again, we're so happy that DeMar Hamlin is improving.
100%,
it's just
man.
Great news. It's
man.
Just, it is. It really is. Of course, our producer is Rob G. Our engineer is Alex. And at the anchor desk, Steve DeSager.
Hey,
he'll
Steve.
Keep us updated throughout the program.
The great Steve DeSager. Don't
yes.
do him some justice now.
No doubt. I've always given him credit. I say he's the best sports national anchor in these United States.
No lies
said it a million times.
There. No lies told there.
All right. Hey, Rob G., I want to bring you in real quickly because Ephraim, at first, you know, when this unfortunate incident happened, you know, and afterwards it was like, hey, the players, whatever we need to do to make, you know, to make this smooth, we'll be okay with it. And then the NFL came up with this idea of an AFC neutral site game and some of this other stuff, and they're not going to go by the rule book, which talks about going by percentage, right? Ephraim, when you don't play the same number of games for whatever reason, and now the Bengals are pushing back and ain't too happy about what the league has okayed, Rob G.
Yeah, Zach Taylor, the Bengals head coach, was pretty vocal at his news conference today. We tried getting the sound. We had several people working on it all day. Apparently, this is one of those ones that got lost in the ether by
bet.
The NFL.
Really? I bet it got lost in the ether.
They didn't want to have that.
Maybe Andy... Oh my God.
Andy Furman,
he ate it. I'm sorry.
Maybe. God. But here's what out. Zach Taylor said. They got people, their panties in a twist, as Rob Parker would say.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, we just want the rules to be followed. And when a game is canceled, they just turn the winning percentage to clarify everything so we don't have to make up the rules. There's several instances this season where the club is fined or people in our building are fined and we're able to follow the rules. It's black and white in the rule book. So now when we point out the rules and you're told we're going to change that, I don't want to hear about fair and equitable when that is the case. Opportunities lost for us. We had a chance to control that. Now we do not, and that's fine. But it seems like there's positives for a lot of teams and just negatives for us.
And Ephraim, I'm going to second that emotion because from Jump Street, I just said, I've seen other leagues where people don't play the same amount of games and they go by winning percentage. I just think that's what you have to do. Because once you start doing all this juggling and fixing things and now a neutral site in the AFC Championship game and all these other things, I think you're doing too much. Are you?
Yeah, you're doing too much and you're causing a situation where there shouldn't be one. Things were in place for something like this, and now for the NFL to try to walk it back and try to adjust it and change it on the fly, that's not fair. You can't do that.
Why is it on the books, right, if you're not going to follow
it? If it's not a rule, if it's a rule, why would we even be having this conversation for whatever reason, they feel they need to alter or amend the rule for whatever reason, but the people get left holding the bag are the Cincinnati Bengals. And they've played well enough this year for them to – they can't even – under this new thing, they can't even have a shot at the number one seed in the AFC anymore.
And let's just be honest. And obviously it was the game had just started. It wasn't that old. But they were winning in that game too, 7-3. I know that didn't mean the game was over.
The sample size was too small.
Too small, but they were winning.
They've been playing great football from mid-season on.
What did they have, a seven-game winning streak?
They're on fire right now. Right. So they went into that game. I believe they were like a point favorite or something like that. Maybe I don't know, but it was a pick 'em basically, for you betting fans out there. It was a plus one, either Buffalo or Cincinnati, and anybody
right, but it wasn't. It was basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, exactly. Basically. So, you know, they were confident in their abilities and what they were going to do. Monday night, it didn't happen. And now they feel like they're being punished, and that's not right. It's not fair.
Yeah, it is a tough pill to swallow, especially because, like I said, you say all the right things at first. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to come off, Ephraim. Here's a guy almost lost his life on a football field in Cincinnati, right? So you don't want to be the bad guy sounding like, what are you, belly aching about the game and how they're going to handle it. But then when they handle it, you do have issues, especially when there are already rules in place. It doesn't really make sense on why they're changing. It doesn't.
No. I don't know what's behind it.
That was my original thing. Just go by percentage points. Just go by the winning percentage.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you? Like, I don't understand this need for reshuffling the deck, right? Because it's there for a reason. So let's just do it because we've already written the rule for it.
Right. Huh. How do you think it's going to play out? The NFL, they've already okayed it, I guess, so they're not going back.
When they start going to coin flips to see who gets home field advantage, right. Come on, bro. Like, that's not – it's too much on the line to leave it up to that.
Right. And it's just – I think if you do winning percentage and whatever it shakes out, you just have to accept that, right? Winning percentage, not the amount of wins if you didn't play the same amount of games. And who knows? You know what? Of all this bellyache and all this talk, what if Kansas City loses this week?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, all of this and they lose, Ephraim, right? And then all of a sudden, it ain't the same thing. Like, they're not supposed to lose. I don't know if they're going to, but I'm just saying that would be.
I will say this, man. No matter what, the Raiders always play Kansas City tough.
There you go. No, so that might be one of those. They look downtrodden and they got all kinds of issues, but that might be that they might just put it all together for one day, game.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. And recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start here with Jim Harbaugh. And we just asked Mike Golic Jr. about where he's going to wind up. I'm with him. I think he's going to go to the NFL. If you remember last year, he left Michigan to go to a Minnesota Vikings job interview on signing day. Like he really thought he was going to get the job. I would have been like, can we do this the day after signing day? Like signing day where I'm doing an interview? Like it was really bizarre. And then he got there and they were like, no, you're not getting a job offer, and you can go outside and eat yellow snow. We're not hiring you. And I mean, and it was him. He was embarrassed. Like, he didn't get the offer. He really thought he was going to get the offer at the Vikings. And he was kind of persona non grata for what had happened at Michigan. But anyway, he's back on top. They've won the Big Ten 2 years in a row. They've been to the college football playoffs 2 years in a row. He had an undefeated season until TCU punched him in the mouth. So now he's viable again in the NFL. And he had a success in the NFL, went to the Super Bowl. He was the guy who put Colin Kaepernick on and decided to make a change at quarterback, and it worked out and all that, Ephraim. But there's a little rain on that parade.
I'm waiting.
In Ann Arbor. And Rob G., do you have some of the details? But Michigan is being investigated by the NCAA for violations. Doom, doom, doom. Like, here we go with the music. Here we go. Rob G., you got some details?
Yeah, it's all level.
Dan Wetzel is the one who broke this story for Yahoo.
Right, it's all level one violations for now that we know of. Again, more could come out as this becomes official and the, I don't know if their charges or whatever they are, become formally announced. But according to multiple reports, the violations stem from Michigan using too many coaches at practice sessions, meeting with multiple recruits during a COVID-19 dead period, and watching player workouts over a video feed when they were not supposed to.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's just the backdrop. It's not like they're throwing the book at Michigan, but it's the backdrop. If you're Jim Harbaugh, what are you doing? And is this time to skedaddle? Or he can be king there, you know, like, and I say he can be king in Ann Arbor for this reason. Bo Schembechler, who they have a statue of on campus, their legendary coach, never won a national championship at Michigan. So the standards are, and Lloyd Carr won the only one that Michigan has, the mythical one with Nebraska,
right,
in 1997. Mm-hmm. Ephraim, that's it. They haven't won anything since the Louisiana Purchase. Sorry, Alex, I had to say it. Thank you. That's it, Ephraim. So he could stay there, and he made them relevant again. And people in Ann Arbor, Michigan, will be like, hey, at least they talk about us and we're relevant. Or if you're Jim Harbaugh and he's in his early 60s, is this your last shot at the NFL to try to get back there?
Well, I think the turnover in the NFL with coaches is so great every year. There'll be other opportunities. As we see every year, there are multiple vacancies at the NFL level. Somebody's always messing it up. Our owners are tired and ready to make a change. So in that aspect, I think there will always be an opportunity. But I do think, much like Pete Carroll pulled the cord and got up out of USC when there were rumblings of things happening that shouldn't have been happening.
He got out of Dodge quickly.
Boy, he pulled that parachute. He was out. Right? And I think this may be a similar situation, not going into fault of Michigan's football team. I don't know anything about, what has and hasn't transpired there in terms of breaking the rules. But what I will say is I think this is an opportunity for Harbaugh to get back into the NFL, which, based on his meeting that he took with Minnesota last year, he wants to do. I think he feels, in my opinion, that he's taken Michigan as far as he can, especially losing to TCU. I believe that him beating Ohio State twice back-to-back when they were ranked higher, I think putting that on his resume as a Michigan guy, I think he's won that. So the next step would be for him to go back to the NFL. I think he really enjoyed playing against his brother, that Super Bowl that they had against each other.
When the lights went out in Georgia, you remember that?
Yeah, but those are that's like the once-in-a-lifetime types of things you get to do with your brother, and you get to compete on the highest stage in the highest game. I think that's attractive to him.
And can you imagine their dad, who was a coach? You're sitting there watching the Super Bowl, and your two boys coaching against each other.
How's that ever happen?
It doesn't happen.
Right? So I think just that in itself is a reason for him wanting to get up to the get back up to the next level and not having to deal with whatever sanctions are disciplinary actions that are getting ready to happen to Michigan's football team. I think he'll go on to the next level.
Yeah. I think so too. And I think you want to get out when things are good. And even though they lost to TCU, the people at Michigan feel like he accomplished something. Do you know, like, he couldn't have left Ephraim when they wanted to cut his pay and they were embarrassed
right.
That's where you leave with your tail between your
legs. And he remembers that as well now, too. Right. I mean,
So now he's able to go, you guys, we beat Ohio State, including at the Horseshoe.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So it wasn't just we beat them at the Big House. We beat them at the Horseshoe. We were higher ranked. We went to the college football playoffs twice. All the other stuff he can pile up and say, look at what we got and what I did and what I turned this program back into. And now it's time for me to move on. Because if they've won one national championship, in that long, are we sure Michigan's going to win a national championship?
No.
They've had great players,
yeah.
Ephraim.
Yeah. Never really quite
Tom
right.
Tom Brady played there.
Yeah. So I just think, it's time. It's time. I think he's more geared to the NFL game. He's shown when he was the coach of the Niners, he's willing to take chances. He can obviously relate to the players, and I think it's something that he feels like he's accomplished what he needed to accomplish at Michigan. I really believe that.
I don't disagree. I think it would have been ideal had they gotten into the championship game.
Storybook. That's exactly.
Right. If they get in, even if they were lost, you could, I got you to the national championship game. And we were, you know, they had a coach named Brady Hoke, who they used to, his nickname in Michigan, Ephraim, was Brady Joke. It was so bad, you know. At
Michigan. Yeah, I know. He's the head coach of the San Diego State Aztecs.
Oh, is he with your
Yeah, I understand. I get it. Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah.
How are they doing
yeah.
down there? I'm just asking. I don't know.
Man.
Not good?
Hey, brother, let me just, you
okay,
know.
I'm just.
You know.
But that was his nickname.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
On the radio in Michigan. When I worked in Detroit. So, but anyway, I think at this point now, if you're Jim Harbaugh, you should really think about it. Because if you slide back, and you know he remembers, I had to take a haircut. They embarrassed me. They asked for money back. Oh, you don't think Ephraim, you don't think he remembers that?
Oh, he knows.
That hurts.
Yeah, he knows. He definitely knows. So, this is one of those things where he would have been gone last year. Right? He would have been gone last year. But Minnesota didn't want him. He came back. Remarkable job with Michigan again. Got him to the exact same point they got to last year. And now there are multiple jobs. There are multiple teams that would love to have him. The Denver Broncos... They had, they had probably the most money to spend in terms of ownership, wealth, and value. And, you know, if he can fix Russell Wilson, at least he has a quarterback in place.
Right, where that's the hard part. He could go back to Indianapolis where he played for the Colts. He was a popular guy there.
But
he could go there, but they don't have a quarterback.
The cupboard's bare.
Right, the cupboard's bare. So, do you want to get some of that Jeff Saturday salad that Jeff Saturday's been eating? Because it's bad.
Yeah, I really believe that this is something that, you know, he'll do. He'll probably land in Denver. He'll get, $8-9 million a year to come in there and try to right that ship. I know the Denver Bronco fans will be ecstatic to have him. And, you know, this will be the next chapter in his storied coaching career.
Does he have to win a championship? Like to me, like he was paid when he first got to Michigan, he was paid amongst the top four guys, mm-hmm. but everybody else had a championship except for Jim Harbaugh.
Right.
And at some point, to punch his ticket about how good of a coach, I think he needs to win a championship. NFL, college, no, yes?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I think there have been dynamic and tremendous coaches who've never won a championship. It's such a rare thing on both levels to
be
able.
Okay, let me ask you. Marv Levy lost four straight Super Bowls.
He's one of the best coaches.
Is he a great coach or it's a dubious honor?
Do you know why he's a great coach? Because I understand how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl.
I get that, but here's my issue when people say he's a great coach. If he's great, what do you call the guy who actually won two or three Super Bowls? He's great, so he can't be great.
Wait, hold on. Wait. This notion that there's only one great, like there's the levels of greatness.
No, there is not.
What?
No.
Are you
kidding
me?
We're going to do that. We got to have that conversation.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Ephraim, here's the other point we want to get to. Does having the number one seed, is it that big? Is it that important? Because I got numbers. Of the 64 number one seeds since 1990, 32 half have made it to the Super Bowl. Okay, so half have made it. Of that group, 14 won the Super Bowl. In the last 5 years, four of the 10 participants have been the number one seed. And of that group, only one number one seed actually won a Super Bowl, and that was the Eagles in 2017-2018. We saw last year the Bengals go to Kansas City and win the AFC Championship game, didn't we?
Yeah.
We, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And we also saw, that's right, and they beat the Titans.
Titans, yeah.
That was the number one seed, right? But also we saw, what was the other scenario? Oh, I had one more. Yeah, 2 years ago, right? Who was it? Buffalo, they lost a game.
Mm-hmm.
But they played. I mean, it didn't look like they were playing on the road. I mean, they lost because they couldn't get a stop at the end or whatever. And Mahomes was great and got them that win. But they look like they're going to win that game there in Kansas City as well. So my point is, how important really is the number one seed? We understand winning at home. When the Packers won the Super Bowl, guess what? They were a wild card and all the games were on the road.
Mm-hmm.
When Eli went up to Green Bay and beat them, you remember that? The Packers were 15-1. They went on the road. They were a road team. They went through the road, and they won a Super Bowl. As a player. And the Rams. The Rams did the same thing. They went down to Tampa Bay. They won, right? And they wound up winning the Super Bowl. And this is teams, good teams, go on the road and win.
Yeah, they do. It's supposed to be you earn what you get in the playoffs, right? You earn what you get. If you earn the division title, then you should play at home. That doesn't make it a shoe-in that you make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. We had a 98 with the Falcons. We had a second-best record in the NFC. The Vikings were 15-1. I believe we were 14-2. And, you know, San Francisco Green Bay played in a divisional, and we got the winner of that. San Francisco came to us, and we beat them. That year, we played San Francisco three times. We beat them twice. Both of those were at home. They beat us when we went to San Francisco. So that was a driving factor in us wanting to have home field advantage in the divisional round.
Right.
Then we went on the road to Minnesota in the NFC Championship game, and we beat them. So, yeah, you can travel and you can win, but you do want that comfort of a home game, especially to start off the playoffs.
No, I get it. I get it. I just don't – I'm just not – the numbers don't bear out number one seeds having that much success.
Well,
and
no.
I get it.
Yeah,
you feel good. Okay, wait a minute. But it doesn't mean that you're going to automatically the road has to travel through here.
Ask Green Bay how that's worked out the last couple years.
It hasn't worked out. And they won 13 games, right, the last
right?
2 years.
Right, last couple of years. They got the MVP. They're at home field, yes. All of that.
And you
got
to go through the frozen tundra and all that.
Has zero effect on teams anymore. That I'm telling you, Michael Vick shattered that myth back when he went to Green Bay in the playoffs.
He was the first one to win a road playoff game. Remember, they were
right
like 13-0.
And ran right through them. And since then, that myth has been shattered that you don't want to go to Green Bay and play. Yeah, who cares, right? So you no matter what, you have to be playing at an all-time high in terms of a team. You got to be ready to travel. You got to be ready to defend home. You have to be ready. And that's all it boils down to. So after this week, whatever shakes out, Cincinnati got to shake it off and just go play ball.
Okay, so here's the other part. Okay, so now the Philadelphia Eagles might be rushing Jalen Hurts back this week to play because they want to secure the number one seed. Is it worth it, Ephraim? It would be my question. Looking at the numbers, I'm not saying that you didn't want to have it, but rushing a guy back or getting him back to try to win to seal the number one seed, is it worth it?
Well, I don't think it's a rush back. I think he's healthy enough to be able to play. I think it's worth it because coming with one of your key or some of your key players dealing with injuries, I think it's imperative to have that bye week, right? I think it's more important to have it than not to have it. Right, because you give yourself an extra week of play of rehabilitation and of rest. They needed to win. You don't want to go 0-3, right, to finish out the season. All they had to do was win one of the last three games. They lost to Dallas, then they lost last week, and so you're in a position now where you got to win this last game, and you don't want to just. Leave it out. I mean, the best thing for them to do is to beat the Saints, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Right.
But you don't want to not have Jalen Hurts going into the playoffs with that big of a layoff. So you want to come in, you want to get things done early, right? Get it over early,
and then let them get out.
Let them get out, and then you got a whole week to let them really heal up.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.